This is from the stand with the F-16 background noise, just for fun. On today's show, we are going to talk with Stephanie Getz, and she is here with the Pink Jet. We'll explore Pan Am's secret role in Africa during World War II and take a close look at a magnificently restored PBY Catalina that is here, a much-anticipated restoration that is down in the Warbirds area. So right now, we are joined by another F-16. By Catherine Malnori, and she is the president of the Aero Club of France, and also a two-time aerobatic champion.
Yes.
And first-time visitor to Oshkosh.
Yes, absolutely. A big surprise. I knew it was fantastic, but the surprise is still there. So enormous. It is really, it's really great.
Good. You've been here since Sunday. Have you had a chance to kind of work your way around the grounds a little bit?
Yes, I have been lucky because there is a lot of friendship here.
Yes.
And everybody helps you to know better. I'm still looking after Patty Wagstaff because we fight it again. I didn't find her in these people.
She's here.
She's here, but yeah. Hello, Patty. I want to see you.
So anything interesting that you've seen so far that really stands out, that's something that you have always wanted to see?
Nearly everything. You know, I've been also the director of the Airspace Museum in France, Paris Le Bourget, and I'm used to explain, but there are so many. First time I see so many small, maybe small planes, community planes together, being there, for me really a big surprise. At this point, I didn't think. So, and different type of planes, and you can talk to everyone. And it's extraordinary. And what I did love is watching the job of the tower and the planes arriving, 3, 4 on the runway, on the same runway. We never do that. We try to explain to our big chiefs in France, please go to Oshkosh, we want to do that too. But not yet.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about the Aero Club of France, because
yes.
I was doing a little research, and it actually was founded 5 years before the Wright brothers' first flight. So it predates powered flight.
Yes.
How forward-looking were the French?
It's some pioneers. Uh-huh. They believed in the heavier than air before it exists.
Yeah.
And everybody, many things arrived in France because the founders helped. You know, they call that aerial locomotion. They wanted to develop that. And everything was happening in France. Even the Wright brothers, who make the first flight officially, they came to France also to fly. And I'm happy to know that Santos Dumont was one of the founders. Mm-hmm. And we have here from the Aero Club, which has still this pioneer spirit, we have a demoiselle in your
vintage
part,
yes.
In the tent. So it was our big prize this year. And the Aero Club de France has committees, you know, for heritage, literature, history, for air shows, and also to keep this spirit, we have young people, we call that Cap sur l'avenir, and it means look forward to create the future.
Yes.
What will be flying? We want to fly, but maybe we have to fly differently. So Aero Club is still trying to think, of course, at the beginning, it gives all the license. Certifies a record, but it's 4 people, so the development aviation, but yes. We are not the operational team, of course, but the cercle, the club.
Yes. And with you being the president, what are some of the duties that you oversee as president of the club?
Oversee, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I work in France, you
right.
know, but we try to have to know what other people do, but it's really a French club.
Okay.
But with connections, yes. Especially with the it's noisy here. Must
yeah.
be an airfield somewhere.
I know. It's wonderful to have you here, and like I said, your very first trip here. How?
Yeah, it was such a joy. I'm still first the aerobatic pilot. I fly
yes.
now in air shows. Only I stopped contest, but I still love that so much that I'm so happy to see those great pilots flying here.
I was going to ask, I mean, for someone to be an aerobatic champion once is an accomplishment, but you've done it twice.
Yes, yes. Ten years between.
Doesn't matter. Still twice. Yeah. Is in your thinking, is aerobatics in the competition world, is it more a mental sort of thing that you have to do, or is it mostly physical?
I would say first mental. Okay. First mental, to prepare, to have the precision. It is very different of what you see in an air show. Mm-hmm. It must be, because it's for specialists, you know. If you have 2 degrees, you lose the championship. It's horrible. But here I've seen, I must say, my first big surprise has been the Waco. With the jet. I said, what I'm seeing? That's incredible. But there is many incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you, how long were you in competition aerobatics? How many years?
20 years.
20 years, okay.
Very long. My first was with, that's what I was talking about, Patty Wagstaff. We flew together. Yes, I stopped in 2000.
Okay.
So I've been flying. I won 90 and 2000.
Yes, and one of your competitions was here in the United States, right?
We have made one in Oklahoma, but mm-hmm. I didn't win this one. But it was in Calgary and in France in 2000.
Yes. Good. What gives you such a passion for aviation? Where did your spark come from to get you into the cockpit?
My father, you know, like little girl. My father was a pilot. I have been reading stories of the great aviators. Mm-hmm. Everything. I was my first flight was really what we call baptism. You know, mm-hmm. My life changed. Wow, see the world from high, so interesting. I still love it as much.
Yes. Is there a certain flight that you took maybe early in your career that continued to build that spark for aviation?
I have the luck to do some flights. I flew in Rafale once, mm-hmm. and A380 Airbus 380, the enormous one. But I'm terribly only... aerobatic pilots. I nearly never really make long runs on the country.
Okay. You stay close to home
yeah,
and
you know,
upside down.
I have
down.
No orientation sense. I must stay in a box.
That's a good question. The aerobatic box is the same in all competitions worldwide, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
1 kilometer, 1,000 meters, 100. If you go on down, you're eliminated.
How do you judge that? I've never done a competition, but how do you judge?
It's human judgment. So you have 10, 15 judges from every country. Everybody cheating a little, so at least it makes a good result about.
Yeah.
And and you have sometimes some radar for altitude, and if you go out, you are not allowed. Big penalty if you take too much room.
Yeah. How has the evolution of the aerobatic aircraft really? What did you start flying in?
Alors, I started with was still wood wing, mm-hmm. The carbon. Helper, but they didn't change since they didn't really change. We have extras. I think
right.
There is a lot of extras here.
Yes.
The MXS is very good, but you cannot. You know, you have so many rules that you must stay in this kilometer. If you are too powerful, you can't stay. It's too hard.
Yeah.
So even there, to keep here, we need 10 Gs to not to go out. So if ever it was too powerful, I think because of that. We keep the same planes, which are a bit roll a bit faster.
That's the
rolls, but they don't change so much because if not, you have to change the rules.
Okay, and that is something I hadn't thought about. There is only a
I
certain
see
amount.
Mike Gulyan is flying this afternoon.
Yes,
I want to see him.
There's only so much power you can put in to stay within that box. So
yes.
That's why the aerobatic airplanes have. Become more with tumbling maneuvers and rolls.
Yes, because of the power.
Yeah.
This is very interesting, and we had new maneuvers with that. And then you manage, but to invent something is really hard. Sometimes in all your career, you make something different because you miss something somewhere. So what did I do that? Oh, okay, I try to do it again. But we have to stay there, so that's why we can't It's hard to keep in the box correctly. Yes. And you fly for judges or for the public. So what you want to do is not the perfect thing, but the thing which looks perfect to the people looking.
which was your favorite aerobatic airplane to fly in competition?
X-330.
Ah, the 330, of
course. The 330.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there an airplane that you're hoping to see here this week that you haven't seen in person?
I don't know, because I'm so surprised. But what I'll see is I'm waiting. You know, I've been director of a museum, so every plane's interests me too. I don't know. Sorry. Maybe I don't have all the program as well.
You'll know when you see it, right?
Yes. Yes. Yesterday, we had the B2.
Yes. B1.
B1.
Yes.
Always so interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. A bit noisy.
Ah. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for being here and bringing an international flair to a wonderful event at AirVenture. I hope you and your husband have a great rest of the week. And I know you're off to Women Venture right now for the group photo. So again, thank you for being here in Oshkosh.
Thank you.
And you're listening to EIA Radio.